Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Little Esther's Podcast. If you want to find this podcast and all the podcasts that we do at Death Squad Studios, check out Death Squad on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Go to the iTunes store, type in Death Squad, hit subscribe. Or go to deathsquad.tv. We have all the video components to all the different podcasts. We also have all the links to all the guests and all that stuff. You could also donate, and we want to thank everyone for donating. And guys, now here's Little Esther's Podcast.
Take after you take ecstasy. What is it?
Did you leave this here for me to talk about?
Can I text my brother that? Give
me that. It's what you take when you're done with ecstasy.
No. It is, right?
That's what a lot of ecstasy people do.
My brother's at Ultra in Miami right now.
I was just in Miami a week and a half ago. It was incredible.
Why were you in Miami?
For Biggest Loser.
Hello, welcome. There's an echo?
Oh, echo.
Echo.
Apparently we're in Miami too.
Chris D'Elia was tweeting how he's in Miami, like, and he feels weird, and I wanted to say, like, that's how I feel. The way that Chris D'Elia feels in Miami is the way I feel in all of the world. I think that's, like, a good thing to just know for everyone. Anyway.
I've heard Miami is really strange, like...
You might want to start the show.
We're starting the show.
You didn't even say who you are or anything like that. You kind of have to do that. Are you stoned? Have you started smoking weed?
Yeah, right.
No, I had her doing yoga breathing.
Dude, my breathing is... Okay, hey guys, we're going to start the show officially because Brian is making us. It's Esther, Little Esther to you creeps and to you cool people. This is the podcast. It's called Piecast because it was once supposed to be a pie eating contest, and it's not ever been that. And Brian's just sticking with the name. So today on my show, we have the original co-host, Brian Redband. Everyone say hello to Brian. And then we have, we're going to make this as official
as possible. Hey, Brian.
As official as possible. Our two guests, first, we have Stephanie Simbari, a female comedian, and Lexi Shoemaker, also a female comedian. We all three started comedy together, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you would say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're really cool. They're my BFFs. We've been hanging out, and last night we did a show that was incredible. Let's talk about it. Lex? Lexi is my first of all.
Hey, Esther, can we stop and stop chewing gum?
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Fuck. My mom told me, and I got two pieces of my mouth. My mom told me last week, she was like, you can't chew gum in your podcast.
Very unprofessional.
I was born this way.
Thank you.
Baby. Same DNA.
But born this way. So, okay, before we even start, first of all, Lexi is like a psychopath weirdo.
Yeah.
She's so weird. Not even really, though. She's like so normal, but then it just surprises you with how weird she is and off the wall, but funny. And Steph is like really cool and chill and funny and just like down to earth. Like,
oh, yeah.
Before this, we did some yoga together and then we all got smoothies. So, Lex, let's talk about the show.
Here, give me your gum, first of all.
Okay, can I put my gum there, too?
Yeah.
Your script.
I don't need this shit.
Broken dreams.
Booked it.
Smushed.
Booked it.
Memorized.
Actually, I did this audition.
Preparation.
H. That's all I know.
The guy was like, it was eh. All right, so let's go.
Our show, yeah, yesterday was amazing. A little, we did a show called My First Five, and it was all of our, a bunch of comics and us do our first 5 minutes.
That we ever did.
Did you have that written down somewhere, or do you just remember it?
I had a tape.
I had a tape, too.
I didn't have a tape. I had it written down, and I'm going to go on the record here and say that I killed
you
last
killed.
Night.
You killed. After we left, my friends were like, that was amazing. Like,
Do you think you're going to go back to your old material?
No, I might just do, because I was doing like an impression of myself as a bad comedian, which is, I must be really bad because that is better than how I already am.
My favorite, the joke that you told was about the Subway sandwich. The punchline
we
was.
Need to hear it.
The punchline was. So I just moved to LA recently and I'm looking for a good deli sandwich. I'm a Jew. And someone told me that I should go to Subway. And I was like, look, I'm looking for a pastrami on rye, not a $5 footlong.
That's the joke. It's so retarded.
Wow. What did you act when you wrote that originally? Were you like, that is fucking hilarious?
You know, no. Here, it was actually funny, though, because this happened when I was in college. I was like, where's there a deli? And some retarded fucking non-Jew was like, oh, Subway. And I'm like, that was hilarious to me. But the way that I told it as a joke was obviously completely stupid.
But I find that that happens often is when something really happens to you in life and then you try to like fit it into the joke mold. It like the essence of like
supposedly you get better at that, but I just
haven't. I don't know. Why do Jews like delis so much?
Yeah, why is that?
Because it's like that's just culture. Why do Chinese people like rice? I don't fucking know. We like pastrami meat and rye bread and matzo balls
and pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking free
pickles.
Was that
you with the fried matzo joke, too?
No, that was, what's her face? Fucking the funny bitch, Lizzie Cooper.
She was so funny.
Fried matzo ball.
She's so Jewy, and you don't see it until she opens her mouth. It's so funny. She just attacks you with Jewish.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, whoa.
It was fun.
Oh,
that was
good.
Yeah, it was a really fun show, and these two girls fucking were so funny. And Stephanie's opening line was, so, I live in New York. I'm from New York.
As soon as I started talking,
and transition.
And my opening line was, so there's an election coming up.
Was that George Bush election? Which election?
No, that was Obama. Barack Obama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that joke was bad. And that was my opener. My first set I ever did.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't even do it. And Lexi was just doing some weird dancing shit.
I didn't even know who Terri Schiavo was.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, you had a Terri Schiavo
voice? She had 5 minutes on Terri Schiavo.
I had a lot of time on Terri Schiavo.
That's fucking awesome. I'm a huge Terri Schiavo
who
fan.
Who isn't? To be honest, it's like, she's perfect for anyone. She just lays there and takes it.
You know who Terri Schiavo is. Explain to Stephanie.
I mean, I think
are you, 14? She was like, she had some sort of like terminal illness and she became a vegetable and her husband wanted to like pull the tubes out, but like the government was like, huge. No, you can't do it. So like
they wanted to euthanize her,
put her to sleep.
The government said that's illegal, but this woman was
a vegetable.
And for like a month straight, everybody was like holding on to her life. Like they were showing like old home movies of her and stuff like that. They were like pretty much going through her life. And it's like, this is just one of millions of people that are getting the plug pulled on them every day.
She became like a national hero.
Yeah.
It was a huge deal, but she was nothing. She was literally like a vegetable.
She was nothing.
She would have been great on a podcast. Yeah.
Shut up. Stop it. It's so mean. Why am I laughing? This is so bad.
They had like Terri Schiavo mugs too. You remember that? Like just her face and you drank out of it.
She was like a sensation.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
If it was during
college kids loved her.
Yeah.
What year was it in?
It was YouTube-ish.
Really hard to masturbate to her face too.
Oh God.
She gives good blowjobs. When was this? Like 2006, right?
Yeah, I just started watching the news.
It was college.
Yeah.
It was when I was in college.
Yeah.
And all the frat guys made fun of her.
I'm a frat dude.
See, it was very college-ish.
Yeah.
She had like 6 minutes on Terri Schiavo.
That's fucking
God,
awesome.
All of her material was Terri Schiavo.
That's all I had.
You were so
so bad and mean.
It was such a fun show. And then Gerard Carmichael
Killed. Embarrassing.
He did a set. Okay, do you know Gerard?
No.
He's so funny. You gotta meet him. He did a set like that he did for his high school.
Wow.
Which was it real or
no.
not? It wasn't.
I don't think it was real. No.
Are you serious?
But if it was, that would have been so much
I knew it now. Wasn't real.
I think it's funnier that it's not real because that means he actually wrote that and that's brilliant.
Yeah, it is brilliant.
He was like, man, Mr. Carlson's class is crazy. Like, and then what else was so funny? Like
who'd he say? So and so said to pace while you're telling jokes.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock says pace. And so he just paced across the stage.
And he goes, that's like hilarious. Like at one point he did something like, can you smell what the Rock is cooking? Like,
yeah, this one.
The Rock.
So good.
Oh my, it was a fun night, man. At the Improv Lab in Hollywood.
That would be a funny idea to write a fake first 5 minutes.
That's what
too.
He did, man. It was funny as
that
fuck.
That is a great idea.
That's what we're doing.
And like
month.
It was really funny because his personality is so centered and still and just like organized. Yeah. And the way that he addressed this issue was that he became like an aggressive, like, angry teenage black man.
Who wanted to fuck a lot of girls.
Yeah.
Oh, really yeah. Like, what did he? Oh, he's like, what's up, niggas? Like, he was like, it was so funny. Good. What was I going to say, though? We have a show on Saturday, April 2nd at the Hollywood Improv Lab. Same deal as last night, 8:30 p.m., and it's going to be fucking weird. As I wrote on the Facebook event, the lineup is subject to change and or be a lie.
A lie?
I totally lied about who's going to be on the show to get the show.
Dane Cook, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
I did. Dave I wrote major headliners on the website, and like none of them know about it and are not going to be there. But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be us, and it's going to be like our class of comedians. We're going to be playing Truth or Dare and maybe doing stand-up. I don't know yet.
What's the worst Truth or Dare you've gotten ever? What spawned this idea?
I love Truth or Dare. I will always play Truth or Dare at any given moment. That's like my thing. Yeah, that's my MO.
Have you ever had to do something crazy, though?
Oh, like, my God,
what's the
yeah.
craziest thing you've
done? I don't know what the crazy... I can say some crazy things. Like,
You can't even say what the
no,
craziest
No, I can,
thing?
But I don't know if it's the craziest. But, like, I've gotten naked and laid in the snow, and, like, I've...
What'd that feel like?
Is that retarded?
It burns. I've done that shit before.
Yeah, this is...
I've laid in snow naked before.
I've told some really...
No, because you know when you're on, like, a snowy vacation, and you're in the hot tub, and you and all your friends are like, I dare you to go jump in the snow, and it's
yeah.
like, you know, it's a common dare.
If I will... And I also will go by this. I will never back down from a triple dog dare. That's on record. I will never back down.
What does triple
yeah,
dog
like, how
mean?
Extreme?
Triple dog dare.
Like, how... What was the first triple dog dare in the history of the world?
Christmas you know, story?
Eating shit.
I don't know.
Jesus.
But and also, dare. Like, if for in a true game of truth or dare, like, I will expose to the bare bone, like, real shit. But that's kind of, like, maybe not in a show, because I'm trying to have a public career. But what about you guys? Do you have any fun truth or dare stories?
I think the last time I played truth or dare, I was, like, 12.
Really?
Wow.
You're missing out.
That's a really nice way to shoot me down completely right now.
No. I mean, I remember jumping in the snow naked, but I can't remember, like, anything crazy really
12?
That I did.
12. Were you playing Maybe Truth like, or Dare with your uncle?
I used to play.
Why does it have to get weird?
I used to play with my uncle.
No, I think maybe high school, like, I don't know.
Lex, you tell us something.
I used to always play with my uncle during family Christmases. Like, we would play when I was, like, 12 or 13. And
she's such a
my
liar.
Uncle no, would say truth, and he made me choose which men in the family I liked the most. Which got awkward.
Stop it.
Wait, one time I was playing Truth or Dare.
I'm like, no.
You're telling Truth or Dare. With my uncle, and then we just fucked. That was the dare.
See, yeah, like, I think that's a fair dare.
Totally.
Well, what are some
Would you rather fuck your uncle or your grandpa?
Yeah, which one okay. if you had to choose?
First of all, I have an uncle that's extremely good looking and doesn't even acknowledge that I exist. So probably him.
Wow. Well, because he's playing hard to get. Like, if I was an uncle rapist, I would not acknowledge my hot niece. And
no,
let her come to me.
I would never. That's disgusting. And my yeah. parents are watching this. Whatever.
Oh,
you guys.
Hey, parents.
But...
Say hey to your uncle, brother, no, sister, who's it?
But we should also play Spin the Bottle, too, or something.
I love Spin the Bottle.
Like, what are some fucked
like
up dares we can do to people? Like, I want to... I don't want to... Look at how shit I'm a kid.
Man, your 5-HTP pills are working magnificently.
You know a good dare?
Did you take this?
To not wear a condom.
Just after she does ecstasy.
Does it work? Should I take it?
Yeah.
You should.
I don't know if it works though. Here's
it,
what
it doesn't work.
Okay,
fast.
Let's talk about this. 5-HTP is the pill. It's supposed. Do you guys know about this?
No.
It's supposed to be a natural depression medication.
Can I take it? Can I take one of them?
Sure.
Take it, but make sure you ate. You're fine. You have to eat on a full stomach. But it's supposed to like increase serotonin.
Yeah,
right?
In your brain naturally increase it.
A very popular comic approached my friend, and I'm not going to say his name, but said like, "I'm writing 40% more now that I'm on this pill." Yeah, I know, but I...
Did you try it and it didn't work?
I tried it for 2 days. You're supposed to do it for a week. I tried it for, like, 2 or 3 days, and then it's... I was trying to be anorexic, so I was trying not to eat, and then...
How
I,
many calories are in this pill?
40.
No, there's no... But imagine. You have to... You can't eat it on a
how many, did you really ask how many calories are in a pill? Only in LA. How many calories in this
200
vitamin?
200 milligrams of calories.
Half a calorie. Fuck
did,
it.
Do they have Damn diet it. Flintstone vitamins?
It's they just, totally do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
But yeah, so 5-HTP, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Brian,
you're
did you
supposed
take
to take
I've,
it
I've been
after.
Taking it hardcore lately. And
There's still a full bottle there.
Huh? That's my second bottle.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I've been fucking snorting that shit.
Are you happier or better?
No, I'm fucking... Well, I don't know why I'm happier, so I don't know if I can blame it on the pill or not, or just getting...
Yeah, that's a thing.
Why
like
was
a...
the guy depressed? Like, who? Why did a comic approach another comic?
No. Like, okay, you know Sandy? Sandy's
yeah,
started taking them.
Love him.
And Sandy says they're better, and I saw someone important say that they're making my life better. But
a lot of ravers do take it, though, because I guess after you fucking, like, take ecstasy...
Yeah.
Serotonin, yeah.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, my brother was asking me about what it was, and I didn't know, and now I know.
Well, see, I would never take ecstasy.
Can we get a
you
deal?
You should. If you're going to do any drug, it should be ecstasy.
And it shouldn't be amazing. Ecstasy, it should be that...
It should be MDMA.
Madonna MDMA, used to take yeah. a half a tablet of ecstasy, so I was, like, thinking about it, but I'm never going to.
MDMA is one of the most beautiful
it's
fucking drugs
form.
In
the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
Look at you freaks all coming
Dude,
on
what
to
are you talking about? fucking
don't
awesome.
Don't do any other drug. Never do cocaine because it's retarded.
Yeah, cocaine's the worst fucking drug ever. Don't ever even think about doing
it. Why do people do it casually? You do cocaine.
No, I don't. I think I've done it twice in my life, and I didn't ever do it till I was 25.
What about you, Lex?
I don't do either.
What?
Lexi likes prescription pills.
Yeah, she only likes fucking Adderall. She snorts Adderall.
I don't see you doing drugs.
I know you really fucking love Adderall.
I'm prescribed it. I hate
Adderall, by the way, because it reminds me of cocaine. It reminds me of the cocaine, but you can't do more Adderall. You're on Adderall, and you're like, man, I want to do another Adderall? No, I don't want to do that. You know, like, at least with cocaine, you have a step up from
it.
I never get to be around women.
Who's
the
big H-I-M? Or capital H-I-M? Is that God?
It's God. Okay. Capital H-I-M.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
It's not the band. It's not the band.
No, what the fuck is the band?
The band H-I-M.
I didn't know that existed.
H-I-M?
You guys know, you don't know that band?
No. Don't give a fuck. This is some of your indie shit that I don't want to know
it
about.
It is not indie. It is not
how
indie.
How do you become that's a hipster? No, are you a hipster?
Yeah, how do we not talk about this?
It's God. I used to listen to it in this room.
Do you like H.I.M.?
No, we're not
in college. In college, I loved them because I used to love C.K.Y. We have something important to approach.
Wings of a Butterfly.
Like, Brian, no. Is that too much?
In love we have something and lonely.
Stop. Off now. We got, this something just came in.
Something just came in.
Oh, I hope it's gone.
This just in. We need to know who in the room, first of all, is most qualified to say or to talk about what a hipster is.
Don't point is at it me like that.
I think you're a hipster, right?
You what? Think whoa, on the record, Lexi Schumacher just accused Stephanie Sambari of being a hipster. Yeah.
Here's what I think a hipster is.
Go.
Pretty and
she drinks water out of a carton.
And likes indie music. Is that what a hipster is?
Yeah, good looking.
Okay,
yeah,
obviously I fit into that category.
Sound. What are you doing with the sound?
What?
Don't fuck with the sound, please.
Is it auto-tuned?
No, don't do that, because this is going well.
Hey, so I think you're a hipster because you drink water out of a carton.
See, and I think that... Okay, keep going.
But I heard it's offensive to call someone a hipster. It's kind of like calling...
Why is it offensive?
Let me tell you what my opinion of that is and why I think that I'm not that.
Why?
Although I know it's very hipster to think you're not a hipster. Right. Let me just explain that. Hey,
Brian, did you normalize the sound? Does it sound fine?
What?
Same DNA.
What?
Is the sound good or not?
Yeah.
You're making a face like it's not.
What are you talking about?
Okay,
so let me tell you.
Please be cool with the sound, because you know you like to fuck with it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is this real? Okay.
Is this real life?
Okay. This just in. I think there's something about hipsterism. Yeah, I just coined that. That is that there is this idea of being better than other people.
Oh.
Like, we're so different, we're so cool, we're so much better than you, and it's like a tribe of people.
Yeah, it's like a clique.
And, like, And it's, like, a certain style and a certain, you know...
You look like a hipster.
Right.
But you're not in the mentality.
Are you saying and walk like, a mile in your skinny jeans? Or?
Yeah, walk a mile in my flowered pants and then tell me, you know... I really think that it's more about that attitude than the style. And whatever, who
you're
cares?
You're blatantly touching the sound
thing. Who
cares
about a fashion statement?
Are you doing something weird?
I'm not doing anything. Shut up. Do you have any almond milk?
I just don't know how to be put together. And I think that's why people think that I'm a hipster.
Do you have any almond
milk
on your
person? No, that's
what
a hipster would say. That's exactly what a hipster would say.
See,
I don't know how to...
I'm inside the rabbit hole.
Did everyone hear what she said? I don't know how to be together, so this is just how I am. That is this hipster.
But how you are is super pretty. And so that is you know how to be together.
No, but I don't. My best friend in college would be like, you're the most put together mess I've ever met. Because I can like pretend that I know what's going on, but really like I'm messy and
here's the thing I'll say is I know her. And I know that she's not like a cunty hipster.
No.
But she looks like a hipster, which is fine.
A lot of people don't like me.
I actually never thought she looked like a hipster.
You
I've
didn't?
Never
no,
thought
right?
she
what
was.
What did you think then?
I just think you look pretty.
Yeah, just pretty.
Must we label everything?
No. Yes.
What is she alt? What is she hipster? What is she? What does she fit into? Come on,
look,
tell me.
The message came in, and that's what it said, and I'm just going by the
something
message.
Something just came in.
So Esther, why do you think she's a hipster?
I know that she's not a hipster in the mind. First of all, I don't know what a hipster really is.
But you look just like me right now.
Yeah.
I'm wearing your jacket.
So funny.
Good call.
Hipster.
No, I think that she dresses like Lexi said it
and
too.
And Lexi, too. Look at her braids and her little thing. This whole little...
I mean, she's just
it's like the Salem
I would say
trials.
She looks more like a hipster than you.
Salem
like
hipster trials.
Really? Yes. I really find that honorable because I'm so
honorable.
I find it to be completely dishonorable.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be like, thanks, it's a compliment, but I'm so not.
For me, it is so a compliment. Because yeah. I'm such a loser. Someone calls me something cool, I'm like, yeah.
See, I have the same Dexter cancer hat as you, and when I wear it, everyone calls me a hipster.
My cancer hat?
Yeah, your Dexter cancer hat. Michael C. Hall cancer hat.
Yeah, that's hipstery.
Yeah, that's like Urban
I like
Outfitters.
These.
I'm more of a Rastafarian.
I also think this is really hipster. This
scarf.
Whole scarf.
The scarf. Yeah. Unnecessary scarf.
It's fucking cold outside. 78 degrees.
No, that's an unnecessary
scarf.
You know cold it would be like a flannel or a wool or cashmere. That's like a little piece of paper.
But if can you play say something about strip poker, that? I'm going to win because I'll have the most clothes on.
We should play strip poker at my
Done.
Show.
Yeah. Every time I fuck up, there's a take one off.
You were 14. You can't. That's cheating.
Whatever.
That's cheating.
So I had a friend in college. She was really cool. She was like my first cool friend, and I swear she was like really awesome. She was a really good artist, and she always just wore like interesting clothes. And we like really hit it off because she was really shy and I wasn't shy at all. And I would like make her laugh, and then she would like teach me how to dress cool. So that's where I became cool.
Lexi was just mouthing the word lesbian.
Were you guys in love?
Yeah, we fucked.
Are you so- Wait, here's what I wonder. When you're a lesbian, do you... I was having a conversation yesterday. Do you... When you people say
No, we
scissor,
were hetero life partners, which we called ourselves.
Oh.
Hetero life... I like that. I want that.
HLP.
So that just means, like,
we're just BFF.
Roommates.
Yeah. Who's my hetero... Do I have a hetero life partner?
Yeah, it's your dog. You take
Should
baths
we start
with
a reality?
Shut the fuck up.
We should take a reality show for you. My next hetero life partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a reality TV producer, aren't you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
She is.
Really?
Same DNA, but born this way.
Have you been
my
fired?
My mama
from
told me. Have I? Let's talk about being fired. I don't think I've ever been fired. Oh, yeah, I got fired when I first moved to LA.
You've never been fired?
No, I got fired. This fucking Beverly Hills lady was like, it's not working out. It wasn't exciting though. Stephanie's like gets fired pretty frequently.
Really? Just not showing up?
No, she's insubordinate.
Sex on the job.
She's defiant.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like don't have a very high tolerance for bullshit.
Yeah.
She's outspoken.
Firecracker. Firecracker.
Yeah.
I was kind of always that way. I always argued.
I was young. We were all born superstars.
I always argued with my bosses, you know, like I always fucking saw bullshit, like, you know, like side work shit. If you're at a restaurant side work crap,
side work,
I'm like,
I always got out of side
fuck
work.
Fuck you in the side work, you know?
See, I don't mind side
fuck
work.
The side
I don't
work.
Mind that kind of stuff, but I mind when people treat you bad.
Yeah, that's true. But I used to, here's
that's
okay.
What bothers
I used
me.
To work at Johnny Rockets and they would be like, okay, time to do this side work. First of all, it's hilarious that I work there, I know.
Wait, Johnny Rockets like the hamburger
Do you
place?
Sing there?
Yeah.
Don't you have to sing there?
No. We're I wish that we were supposed to dance every time they, like, did a certain thing on the hour, and they never enforced it. And I was like, let's do the dancing, because I'm really like that. But anyway, there would be side work, like, okay, you have to clean this little thing. And every time I'd be like, oh, no one ever taught me. And I just, like, wouldn't do it.
They probably hated you so
And much. I also learned with the Mexicans... Puedo un poquito helado?
You want a little bit of ice cream?
Yeah.
Something?
A little ice cream.
Who doesn't want a little ice cream?
Y más. Y
and
más.
More. Why did they want more ice cream from you?
No, I would say that's them.
Oh.
Because they were making the milkshakes. And
right.
Johnny Rockets has awesome milkshakes, am I right? And this was not in LA. This
I never
was in
ate
Chicago.
There.
You never ate there?
Yeah, it's one of those places that just never looked good to me.
It's amazing.
Did you do Second City in Chicago?
I did when I was a teen.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Yeah. I did the one here.
You did?
Yeah.
I hear it's shady, but I don't know. What are you just taking right now?
I was
Ecstasy.
Gonna, I was just
are you rolling a joint? Or
roll a cigarette, maybe.
Oh, are you smoking here?
I don't know. I just... Something to do with
you roll your own cigarettes. All right, never mind.
Doing...
You're a hipster.
Victory! We caught you.
You are too good for fucking Camel Lights. All right. You are a guaranteed hipster.
Baby, I was born this way.
Baby.
You don't roll your own cigarettes.
This whole podcast is just a Gaga plug. What the fuck
is
this?
Yeah, it is. This is amazing. Wait, Lexi, and Steph, tell us what happened at Earth Bar.
Why did I get fired?
Earth Bar on Santa Monica Boulevard. Go
sounds like a
there.
Place you would work at if you're a hipster.
It is. It's more of a hippie spot.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding.
Yeah, I would say it's more hippie than hipster.
Hipster
And then
alert.
What's the difference between hippie and hipster?
Nothing. That's what a hipster
not
would
true.
Want you to think. A hipster would want you to think there's a difference, but there's not.
Because they both suck.
Same DNA.
ba, ba, ba. I think you're really cool and pretty and listen, fun
Steph, you thanks, know we guys. Love you.
No, I know.
I wish, like Lexi said, we wish. Yeah. If someone said I was a hipster, I would take that as them calling me pretty.
Yeah, me too.
I would take really? Anything as someone calling me pretty.
What kind of tobacco do you use?
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Oh, I'm pretty?
Oh, I must be a hipster, then. Yeah. No, I'm a hipster. I must be pretty. Fuck you guys. No, the Earth Bar. Actually, wait, I really like that.
I'm going to call out more hipster facts about Stephanie. All right,
go on.
Before we came here, she gave me a private yoga lesson.
Are you serious?
Wait, it was oh private?
My God.
Yeah. Wait, where did this take place?
In my apartment.
Her boyfriend looks exactly like her.
I have found the hipster hornet hive of Los Angeles, and it is Stephanie.
No. Like, she's really not a hipster, though.
Hipsters come out?
Here's how I know that she's not a hipster.
I just poop hipsters.
Here's how I know she's not a hipster, because she's nice to me. And hipsters aww. Are not nice
well, you're
to
a
me.
Hipster too, Esther.
Whoa!
That's obvious.
This is not the hipster. I don't care how I
smell.
Oh.
That's hippie. That's hippie.
Yeah, but hippie is pretty much hipster.
Hippie is like
I disagree with that.
Hipster is a hippie with a cell phone.
No, hippie.
Wait, that was the funniest thing you've ever said.
Really?
Yes.
No, hippie is someone who like genuinely like cares about causes and shit, and a hipster is just someone who like drinks out of Nalgene because it's cool.
I think I'm a hippie.
You think about causes. Cool. You're rolling your own cigarettes. You drink hold water on. Out of a carton.
She just tried to throw us off by saying Nalgene is cool when a real hipster would know that Nalgene was not cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. An aluminum, a cig.
See, I got you. I didn't even know.
Oh, I know the rules of the game. Okay. I like to drink out of glass bottles.
Yeah, that's so hipster. Like, she's got mason jars in her house and shit. And really? She had a cart.
Only because all my glasses broke.
Why? What were you doing?
Yeah, why?
Fucking, I'm
do you
a
have
mess.
An anger problem?
Yeah, guys. I you threw them against shit? The wall. It's
such my mom did that growing up.
Your mom?
She loved breaking dishes.
She did?
Yeah, she'd go in her studio and break them when she's pissed.
Is she an artist?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What kind of artist?
She does a lot of mosaics and nudes.
Ooh, nudes.
Did your mom ever paint you nude?
Yeah, that was like for every Christmas, she would give our other family members nude portraits.
I was a nude model for once in college.
Oh my god, my sister, did you like it? My sister did
it was
too.
So uncomfortable. Yeah. They drew me.
But you get paid a lot, right?
It was like $10 an
you
hour.
You didn't even mind getting naked? You let your boo-boo go
did
out?
You get paid more for the bush?
Okay, she didn't have a bush. Yeah. If you think that I
not because she shaved it, because she didn't develop it yet.
It was uncomfortable because you have to stand there in the same position for like an hour, and it was like exhausting.
We should start a yoga class like that, and then people can come in and draw, but it's like nude yoga. It's a whole
ew, honestly, nude yoga grosses really me out because I just know that the pussy lips spread.
Your pussy lips spread when you do yoga. Ew.
You know what I mean? Like
there's
downward
such a thing as
dog.
Nude yoga.
No, I'm saying
we're making
gross.
It up, but. Why do they spread?
Hipsters, only the hipster knows, and she didn't want to tell us.
Esther, you know what? You know what? I was really, really happy with giving you a yoga lesson.
No,
and
I was too.
Making all
I'm
these
sorry.
Accusations. I'm not sure I want to do that anymore.
No, it's true.
I think it's pretty fucked up.
What?
That's rude of you.
Right?
You're just calling her out, calling her hipster, making fun of her nice little yoga thing
you're
she's doing.
You're acting like we all haven't been doing this together for the past 20 minutes.
What are you talking
now
about?
Now you're being the hipster accusing
and I'm
her.
And I'm going on record saying that, one, I wish I was a hipster. Two, I was so grateful for the yoga class that I even asked her to do it again. And three, I wish I was a hipster. I'll say it one more time. I didn't have a third point.
I'm just joking.
We had this nude model once that halfway through she had to excuse herself to go to the bathroom. And then when she came back, it was just creepier. You know, because the whole time you're like, oh, I wonder if she pooped or pissed. Because it took her a while.
I would just find it creepy that she like is a normal person with bowel movements. That you just were aware that she's a real person.
When you're drawing somebody.
You were in a drawing class?
Yeah.
Are you an artist?
I was supposed to be an artist, but then my friend like went to college and he didn't get any job and and stuff like that. So I was like, fuck being an artist. So I just do it for fun now.
That's kind of where we are.
Yeah, well, I don't arguably think that college? You could not ever. Yeah.
You did last?
Stop being an artist.
You didn't.
I went to 3 years. I went to Tulane.
Tulane, yeah, I remember.
You didn't finish? How come?
I did 2.5.
I got a job here. You did 2.5?
2.5.
Why'd
years?
You leave too? Same reason?
Completely hated it. I did not get a job. No, I just completely hated it.
I hated it too, and I endured.
But you were in like New York,
were really mean
you?
To me about it. No,
my parents were. I bet mine were worse. But I was in the cornfields, and I had to get the fuck out.
I was in Allentown. It was really bad.
How is it being a Jew that didn't finish college?
There's a lot of fucking guilt. Let me tell you, I've got 6 eating disorders because of it.
That's like an Asian who doesn't play the violin. That's like bad.
I wanted to go to beauty school when I was in high school. I wanted to just do hair, and my mom was like so Jewish, she wouldn't let me do it.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's like, no one in our family doesn't get a 4-year education.
Yeah. Like, okay. See, my mom doesn't have a 4-year education, so it's like even more important to her, though, because she never got it.
Oh. What has, I really can't tell you. Truthfully, like, what my education has, like, really done for me. And my mother would kill herself if she heard me say that, because she disagrees with that completely.
I hate that.
I do think that if you don't go to school, you still learn a lot.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
I don't need an institution to tell me. First of all, we gotta talk about that. Second of all, I don't need an institution to tell me what I need to learn and when I need to learn.
Yeah.
Do it on your own. Lexi is a very put-together, smart businesswoman, and then you ask her if her house is east or west of Doheny, and she, like, she hangs up on you.
She had to ask
my coach used to tell me I get lost in a box. And it's true. Like, I can't.
Who's your coach?
Like, I know when I was young, I was a gymnast, and he'd always be like, you get lost in a box. Because I could never figure out anything.
That's why you're so creative, though.
Yeah, you're a fucking good creative.
You have really good ideas.
The show last night was bomb diggity.
You just think of the ideas, and I'll just follow you there.
Yeah, okay, done. Okay. I'll be the Larry David of this team.
Same thing.
I'll be just your pretty hipster friend who you just...
Oh, my God.
What am I, then?
I need a hipster.
Where does that leave me?
You're Gaga.
See ya.
Viva glam. Pink.
Oh, yeah, I got my Gaga lipstick on.
It's kind of off now.
How do you become a Gaga of comedy? Because, like, I've
been working on it for 2 years.
Yeah, because I feel like being, like, everything she does, in my opinion, is so, like, inspirational. And as women, like, how do you bring that same sort of inspiration to comedy? Like, because I want to say shit with my set, but it's, like, hard to, like, have something inspirational to
right.
say.
Right. You just gotta...
I think that she's not... It's not that she's going for inspiration, necessarily. Like, it seems like she's going for, like, what she feels like is her truth to be spoken.
She is, I don't know, what are you laughing at?
Well, I agree with all of you. I think she's really, you know, searching for herself while letting us, you know, watch her journey.
Lady Gaga, if you're going to even try
to
passively, aggressively bash Lady Gaga.
I'm being totally serious with you guys.
Stop trying to be all feminine.
Don't make me go.
You know what?
Gaga place.
You don't know what it's like.
Are you on the same cycle as us now? Is this femininity?
I'm just spotting. Are you girls?
Ew.
I'm wearing my panty liner.
Sick.
Spotting.
Sick reference.
Do you often spot and ruin your clothes?
Ew. Okay, that is just not worthy conversation.
I don't have my period because I'm skinny.
That's awesome.
I think that what you're saying about Gaga is really worth talking about.
No, yeah. I do too. Okay. I think as women comics,
Here's the thing, Gaga, like, she's a creative genius and she works really hard. I don't know, it's hard to, I don't want to compare it to people. I was going to say a name, but I'm not going to. But she, like, works really hard and she's creative and... I mean, I think that's all that we need to follow to be Gaga's, right?
Well, we were talking about
I'm
earlier
a monster.
In the car.
Put your balls up.
Rawr.
I listen to it all the time.
Well, we were talking about in the car about, like, just having that audacity and that courage.
Yeah.
To, like, I think that's really what she's dealing with in a way that is she's just unrestrained.
Yeah.
With her own, like, this is cool, this is creative. And sometimes it doesn't mean anything. Like, I don't think that showing up at the Grammys in an egg...
I don't want to talk about it. I mean, people talk about that's too late.
Why did you even bring that up?
So, do you know what I hate? Here's what I hate. When artists do something, like a painter makes a really great painting, or Gaga shows up in an egg, and then everyone, all these commentators want to, like, tell you exactly what it means and try to, like,
it's what you
I really
make
don't
of it.
Like that.
I agree.
And I think it's just more about her challenging, like, what's expected than it having, like, some true, like,
but that's interesting,
definitive meaning.
Because that means... For some of the bits we may write in the future, people will have an idea of what they want it to be.
I think it's true.
Versus what it ever really means. And maybe it doesn't even... That's the whole point. It doesn't even matter what it means.
Exactly. Also, and that's what we have to not do to ourselves. Is we can't question our own ability to make meaning because you're so close to it. You're so inside of it that you don't even have the perspective to know.
And I know for a fact the thing with the egg was like she was just trying to tell this story. She wasn't trying to be a person in an egg at the Grammys. She was like, oh, this is how I want my stage show to be. I'm born and out of an egg.
Yeah.
Like that. People.
The video's awesome. I just watched it.
Oh, today. God. And the dance sequence. I know.
Fucking amazing. I was thinking about staying home tonight and learning it if you guys want to join me.
I'm there.
And then I'm going to learn Rhythm Nation. I know. We should do it.
No, I'm not into Janet Jackson.
Oh, my God.
But I know the Britney Spears Slave for You video.
You do?
I know all the dance moves.
Oh, my God. Britney Spears needs to chill.
She sucks now.
Did you see her latest video?
Still in love.
It's terrible. What's the song? There's Hold It Against Me is bad. She's My Bitch Too.
No, Hold It Against Me is a fine song, but the video is like all product placement.
It's horrible.
It's like Sony, plenty of fish.
Guess what I'm going to do? Sell the fuck out and make money. Like, yeah, I will actually put your Pepsi can where the fuck
she
you
doesn't
want
even
it.
Know that she's doing it though. Yeah, they implanted her brain. Yeah. It's fucked up.
She wasn't born that way.
Not born this way.
She doesn't even know.
We should do a video.
Not born this way. Everything that. Okay, Brian, we get that you're...
You know what? He's upset because he's a boy and we're talking about girl things.
No.
boys get upset.
They do?
Yeah.
No. I'm just looking at the conversation in a podcast format, and then it's just a bunch of people gossiping, and there's a lot of people watching going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Okay, well, I don't care what they say, because that's the point of what we're talking about.
Esther, you need to take control of this podcast.
Oh, okay.
What do people want to fucking talk about?
Let's take control. Let's.
Do you know how many followers I've gotten since I've been on this podcast?
How many?
See, this is what they're.
Nine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something really epic. Brian, what do you want us to talk about?
You're the host. You're supposed to have these planned questions and answers.
Okay.
And stuff. So you actually have been doing comedy for a while. I heard from other people that you've actually were thinking about taking time off. Are you doing acting also or commercials or what's going on with that?
Well, I wasn't thinking about taking time off. I just run scared, screaming in the opposite direction and use everything else in my life to distract me.
Was it like a bad show? Did you have a bad show or did you...
No, she got busy.
Just got busy?
Well, I got busy. It was a combination of things. Like, I think once you start taking time away from doing stand-up, it's harder to, like, go back. I mean...
Did you still write?
No. A little. Maybe a little. But I really wasn't concentrating on it. And I mean, it was pilot season.
Did you get really into yoga?
Yeah, it was pilot season, and I was doing yoga teacher training.
Oh, cool.
So I was, like, really busy. But... Even I try to, I mean, I'm sure you do the same thing. I know you do because you're in and out just like me. Like, I try to convince myself that I don't need to do comedy.
Right.
Like,
I saw you at South.
And it pulls you back.
And then I'm like, fuck, like, it's like a drug that I started taking that I can't stop taking.
Yeah. Ooh.
The first time I saw you was at Sal's was maybe like 2 months ago. I don't know if it was your first time back for a while or whatever, but you were really good. And the first thing I did was like, who is this?
Oh.
Because I thought you were hilarious. And like, I've been sitting there watching comics for months and months and months, and no one really that I've. I pretty much know most of the people that came up. So that was the first time I saw you. I was like, whoa, who's this person out of the blue? And I immediately just started asking everyone, like, do you know her? So now I know a lot more about you than most people.
Well, I'm glad that we stopped talking about Britney Spears.
I'm trying to throw some axes into this podcast.
That's really nice. I love stand-up. And last night with Lexi's show, it reminded me why. I think it's really easy in LA to just start to hate the world and hate yourself and not know what you care about. And we're all just like jerking ourselves off. So
one time I had a dance teacher.
I have a problem with that.
My dance teacher said, you're going to have different interests at different times. My dance teacher doesn't know that I quit dance 4 years ago, but I think it still applies.
It's true. And I was trying to keep that mentality. Like, I was like, okay, I have to do pilot season. Like, remember I went out to do a stand-up show and I was supposed to be prepping a script and my manager was like, it's not important. Stand-up is not important. And like, even though that's not true from her point of view, from the business, like if I booked that job, like that's making money and her money and I'm getting in the system in a way, even though to me at that time, like I was like, I got to tell my jokes. Like that's important. But I tried to focus. I was trying to focus. And yeah. I did do well, kind of, but now I have nothing, so I have to do stand-up.
Did you always want to be a comic, or did you?
No.
No?
Lex, never. What's your journey? Tell us.
Well, I don't have one.
You don't have a journey? You have the best journey ever.
I just love jokes. I honestly, the only reason I love comedy is because it helps you survive. Like, to me, if there is no jokes, there is no life. Like... Anytime something is sad, if you can laugh, you can get through anything. And I think that's why I just love comedy. And to me, that's why I was asking about Lady Gaga, because I want to grow into a place where I can inspire people and help them get through shit, like as gay as that sounds. Like,
no, I totally get it.
Like, because I've struggled with a lot of stuff, and like laughter saved me. So like that's why I love comedy, and that's why I'm compelled to do it. And even if it's bad, I'll still tell jokes and hope that someone thinks it's funny and weird and likes it.
And just to express yourself. Like, I feel like I know so many people who... The reason why I keep going back is because stuff just starts bottling up in me. And it's like, it's opinions. For me, it's less about jokes and it's more about, like, opinions about stuff. And I don't know how people live and don't let it out. Because we're being bombarded by, like, all this fucking shit all the time. And, like, if you don't see how ridiculous it is, or you just let it get you down. Because it just does bring you down. You have to. I guess laughing.
I think if you get on stage and you're committed to being yourself, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters.
And we're all dealing with that.
I just... You know, I did it here and there. Like, I've always done a sketch and improv growing up in Chicago, but then I did stand-up in college here and there. When I moved to L.A., I was at a bar with my friends, and I was, like, making everyone laugh and just being, like, being a person that I, like, stopped being for a little while because I got so into stand-up and it fucked me up a little bit. But, like, I was just being myself and, like, out and, like, making everyone laugh and just, like, embarrassing the people I was with. And this bar owner was like, man, you should do stand-up. And I was like, well, where? And she just, like, named places, and then I just started doing it. But... So, yeah, it's, like, just, it's in you. Like, people notice it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. But I think I'm realizing more and more that stand-up is just a, it's, like, a gateway drug to other drugs. Like, different kind of, like, these alt shows that we're starting to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about, you know, I was always someone who was made, I know you guys aren't going to believe this. Because I'm so cool to you guys. But I was made fun of, like, a lot. I was popular in high school, and people were, and those girls were fucking mean to me.
You were popular, or they were popular?
I mean, my whole group of friends was popular, and, like,
they were, so you were the popular girls that people made fun of because they were jealous?
No, like, my friends inside of that group is a lot of, like, catty, mean, like, it's not cool. And, like, I remember I graduated from high school, and I was in lockers with this guy who was, like, dorky, and I was always nice to him, and he was like, you know, I used to think you were really mean, but now that I've shared a locker space with you, I know that you're really nice. Because all my friends were so mean, and they were mean to me, too.
I miss sharing lockers.
Why were they all mean to you?
My own friends started a Stephanie Simbari Sucks Club.
Really?
I love the alliteration.
I started...
SSS. They thought it was so funny.
I started something called Esther Money, and I passed it around, and, like, it became currency.
See,
are you serious?
You're cooler than me.
That's badass.
Really?
That's really cool. What could you buy with that shit?
Like, you could just click...
Fucking sex.
No.
Finger banging.
No, it wasn't like that at all. But it was just, like, you would collect it, and, like, only I could make it, and, like...
When you have people, little monsters, you have to do Esther money. Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
And they can buy, like, Esther merchandise or, like, cool shit you're into that your sponsors are into at that time.
Yeah.
Esther money.
It was just little pieces of paper that said Esther money and then, like, $5.
That's fucking genius. You could probably work on that.
That's cool.
Did you sell Weeples? Do you guys remember Weeples?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. What's Weeples?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We did, like, a magazine.
What are you, 35 now? You went from 14 to 35.
What?
What's Weeples? The 36-year-old and Stephanie, you know what Weeples are.
You did, like, a magazine sale and you won these, like, little, like, puffball
characters. Yeah, they're, like, they have little eyeballs on them and stuff.
And, like, they have different characters.
You sold all
and they had this stunt. Didn't they have this?
Yes, and there was our assistant principal dressed up as a Weeple man. And he would give us Weeples.
That's
you better
awesome.
Give me something.
Didn't they have, like, the feet
that.
Thing that, like, a stick
yeah, the
on
sticky,
the feet?
The sticky feet.
Oh, I've seen
God
that.
Damn
shit.
It. I have not. I have forgotten all about those until you just brought them up. I used to love Weeples.
Here's an interesting...
Dude, Weeples.
Here's something interesting.
I want a Weeple. Can you buy Weeples anywhere? I want more.
I'll say this. If you can buy them, you'll find them.
I will.
If they're out there, Brian
Dude, Google
will
them.
Them.
Fucking Weeples.
I feel like that's an interesting look at America. The prizes you give your kids when they're selling shit, like Girl Scout cookies. Do you guys remember the prizes? It was like...
I was never a Girl Scout.
I was like the very bottom level, a Daisy. I didn't even get to sell cookies, but my sister would make me sell hers.
A Daisy?
And she would collect the prize. But the prizes were really bad.
I was a Cub Scout.
Yeah, there they are.
Jews don't get to do Girl Scouts. My mom was a Girl Scout.
Look at these little Weeples.
I don't understand why you'd sell.
So it's a cotton ball with googly eyes.
Yeah, yeah, we could literally sit here and make Weeples right now.
Fuck it, let's do that.
500 Weeples for $340.
I've seen those before.
Look how much money they are.
That's fuck that.
I think my sister had those.
You're super.
Go
team.
What kid would be motivated by that?
No,
nowadays
cool.
You could have virtual Weeples.
Yeah,
we do. Webkinz. Does anyone play Webkinz here?
No.
What?
How old are you?
What Whoa. The fuck is wrong with you?
Taking life out of my back. Webkinz are... It's you... Webkinz.com, but it's a Z at the end, not an S. You buy a little stuffed animal. It's like a Beanie Baby, kind of. And then it comes with a code. And then you put the code online and, like, you make... You do jobs and you make money and you build a house. It's, like, ages, like 5 to 12. No, it's way more simple than that.
I've never heard of this.
Webkinz, look it up. Webkinz. It's amazing.
W-E what?
Web... WEBKINZ.com. That's what got me through college.
That's hilarious.
Here's the site. So it's like Farmville.
No, fuck Farmville. It's like Farmville. I don't do Farmville. No, this is Farmville violates the rules of Facebook. This is on my own time.
That's really kind of you. Oh, look at that cat. That's a happy ass cat.
That's a happy cat.
Exactly.
I like that zebra dress.
And look at this. Look at this marketing on the side of it. The
well, they didn't used to have that shit.
Yeah.
But
let's see what. If you were a kid, if you were a kid, right? Imagine if you were a kid.
This is why I have an eating disorder. They're right. trying to sell
well,
me.
Well, can
cupcakes.
We talk about your eating disorder?
No.
Okay.
We talk about it too much.
Can I smoke this cig, or is that not okay?
In the house?
Should I go outside?
Yeah, I don't let's smoke wait. Cigarettes just in the house, but
just can you wait.
We yeah,
wait.
I don't really need it.
Then why'd you ask?
Okay.
I want a cigarette now that she brought it up.
No, though. It's not
today. Cigarette smokers. Lexi, what are you looking up on your phone?
I was returning a text from my boyfriend.
Do you smoke inside your house?
Don't mm-hmm. be a drag.
That's gross. I stopped doing that a long time ago. And then the reason why is like I quit smoking and for like a week. And I remember going in my clothes to pick out an outfit of clothes, and they all smelled like an ashtray.
Well, I don't really smoke that much. Like, I think I smoke, like, maybe one cigarette a day.
Really?
Yeah, I don't smoke that much.
Did you used to smoke more?
Yeah.
How much more?
Not that much.
How'd you slow it down?
When I live with she who shall not be named, I smoked a lot.
So, wait, when you roll cigarettes, you can't smoke a pack a day. You smoke a pouch a day?
This pouch will last me, like, 3 months.
Dang.
Are you really good at rolling? Never mind, that's a stupid question.
She's better than Snoop.
Yo. Man, Snoop.
Dude, who watched the roast? Did any of you watch the roast?
They roasted Snoop?
No, Snoop did a roast, and he was a badass. It made me. It shows you how
jokes for him.
It shows you how black people really are just better at comedy.
They are so
or they have better writers.
No, he was a fucking baller. He was so good.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably hilarious anyway.
And I thought Anthony Jeselnik was really good.
I didn't see it.
He's a good looking guy.
Who?
Anthony Jeselnik.
Who's that?
I think he's at the Improv a lot, right?
I think so. It was his first time roasting. He kind of like, I think he's supposed to be the Geraldo factor because he's like good looking. Mm-hmm. And
I saw Due Date last night. Did you guys ever see Due Date?
No. I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Do you know Brody Stevens?
I love Brody.
Did you see him at the very beginning? How
big
shocking
fan.
Was that?
Wait, why? What? I really want to see
He plays
him.
The limo driver. Yeah, I know and that. It's actually like a pretty decent role, a small role.
He's got a huge show coming out on HBO.
Yeah, with
What's
Zach.
What's the show?
Zach is producing a show nice all about Bernie.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
So is it a reality show or scripted?
I think it's
both.
It's like
I think
a documentary.
It's like
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Doc, yeah.
Mockumentary.
I don't think, maybe.
I think anything with Brody might be a mock.
You know what's weird about Brody? I tried doing a podcast. I tried doing a podcast with him, and we did like lasted 3 episodes, but then the internet just really hates Brody.
Dude, when he did Adam Carolla, and same when I did it, they bashed, they attacked him.
Why?
Because I think Brody's somebody you have to be in person.
Yeah, he's like a sweet treat.
You gotta get it. You gotta be on board. If you don't know him, I think it's weird.
But soon the world will know Brody.
And he's going to be such a big
See, that makes me like him more.
Yeah, yeah
when
of
people
course.
Don't like him, it makes me like him more.
He's so funny. Oh my God.
That's a hipster thing to say, too.
Shut up.
Oh, why are you going to attack her for being a hipster?
Same DNA.
Are you on your period?
No, I'm not on my period. But in case someone
As
asks
a guy,
me to have sex,
can I ask
I will
you a
that?
Guy question?
Sure.
Say you're at a bar trying to pick up a lady.
Right.
Oh, how do you know if a lady, like, you obviously don't want to pick up a lady on her period, right? Because you're not going to get it.
I don't care about periods anymore. I'll put that shit all over my face.
Ew! But so guys don't like think about that. Like if I'm trying to get a one night stand
never.
As a dude being a girl being oh, okay, that's good.
Guys never think of that.
Are you serious?
Never once crosses our mind.
Sandy said that it was hot.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that gross?
I feel like it's very like animalistic.
I just broke down this wall like maybe 6 months ago too. Like up to 6 months ago, I fucking was like periods. I wasn't grossed by it, but now I really don't give a fuck anymore.
That's I mean, my boyfriend mature. Likes it.
This is enough.
See, I wouldn't say I like it. Like I'm like
but
looking forward.
As
to
a
it.
Girl, when I was single, I wouldn't. If I was on my period, I wouldn't seek that out.
See, here's what you do. You just let a guy
you know
go down
mean?
On you and be like, dude, I'm sorry, you got a bloody nose. That wasn't
Ew.
You know what's the worst, though, is when it's really, really bad.
I don't want to get
and
too
it looks like,
yeah, this
all right,
is too much for me.
You know when you buy chicken
Cancel.
And you take out the chicken and they have that little chicken pad and you take out the pad and then there's like just like this whole container of just like blood from the chicken?
This is no one's on board.
But here's what's interesting. Actually, this
no
is...
No one in this room is on board.
Tell me
I
if
was
you
just
guys...
Like, I don't know how to react to that. Right now.
Silence.
Will you guys tell me if you think this is funny?
What?
In New York, recently, I passed a restaurant called Kennedy fried chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh!
Isn't that amazing?
KFC? Yeah, Kennedy. And I was just, like, imagining the animals in convertibles getting shot. Like, that's how they, like, kill them, and that's their humane treatment. But it's just
they put them in a bunch of little cars.
Yeah. I think that that's where drug deals happen.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's like Kennedy fried chicken.
The chicken.
I just, where was this?
Is it New York? But is it a chain in New York? Is
yeah, it's a chain.
Do they call it KFC?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is it, that's not fair. That's
no,
not me.
You just I don't know. You'd have to ask someone who's, like, from the hood.
It was kind of a weird area.
Have you ever had Better Burger in New York? It's my favorite restaurant.
I like that, though.
No, it's like, but it's just really good burgers, and their fries are baked. Oh, please make one in LA.
What's y'all's favorite restaurant here? What's a good restaurant?
Veggie Grill, M Cafe, Real Food Daily.
Oh,
hand
are
her
you
that
a vegetarian?
Blue thing right
there. Who's no. the fucking, what is that?
Nothing. He's just trying to be funny.
No, I'm not.
That's hipster of you.
I know.
What is?
To only name vegan restaurants as your favorite place to see.
Well, okay, that...
Real Food Daily is delicious, though.
Thank you.
Have you ever eaten
when you're rich.
Flore?
What's Flore?
Is it veg?
Oh, my God. It's a vegan restaurant in Silver Lake.
I need to hit that
up. Oh, that is the never mind.
It is so good. No, it is literally the
best. It's a
best.
Vegan restaurant in Silver Lake.
Speaking on the subject that she brought up, it's not my favorite restaurant, Arna.
No, I didn't ask favorite restaurant.
But that is, seriously, if you are into that kind
Silver
of
Lake.
Fuga de Chao. You ever been to Fuga de Chao?
That's like
no,
a meat
that's
city.
That's like a meat
that's
central.
That's where they shave that meat.
Oh, my God.
Shit's the bomb.
I'm not into that.
I don't like that place. I'm
totally not into that.
I like Gyukaku next door to it, though.
You've oh, my God. Have you ever used the toilet in Gyukaku?
Yeah. I straddle it, and my boyfriend's like, why are you going for 30 minutes? Don't worry.
Wait, what's going on?
The toilet is called, I think it's made by Toto, and it washes you like a bidet.
Right.
And then it, like, you can center it and make the water warmer, and you can
and
put it,
then it blows dry your asshole.
Oh, yeah.
There's
it washes
little,
and styles your
there's this little laser
poo-poo.
That finds your asshole and stuff like that and
it
shoots
it.
It
did hit
out.
The back of my pussy a little bit.
It gave me a crew cut, too.
This is too much.
Yeah, it was a little bit cold.
Where was your vagina getting ready for the 1950s military?
I thought, being the G.I. Jane that I am, I gotta prepare for it.
I want a crew cut.
See, my dad went to Japan recently, and he was like, I was like, how is Japan, trying to get all this info? And he's like, all he could talk about was how amazing the toilets were. And I was like, okay. Sick. This is ridiculous.
Because they give you a happy ending.
And then I went to Gyukaku and they had the toilets. Yeah. And the seat is like hot.
Warm. Yeah.
And what? I was like, now I understand
like
why.
Someone had just sat on it.
Yes.
So
but not in a
why
restaurant.
Why am I a poor child that I don't know any of this
I'll
stuff?
I'll take you some places.
You got it. But I've never eaten
I have
there.
A gift certificate there, actually.
I would like to
anyone
there.
Who has a gift certificate anywhere is retarded.
No, here's what's even better about that. If you eat there... If you spend $250 there, you get a $25 gift certificate. That's how much I eat there. I love this place. I eat there like 3 times a week.
So you have
like
a swipe card?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Can we go there for dinner right now?
What's the name of the
it's
place?
It's Japanese barbecue. It's like,
oh, I hate that.
No, they have like tofu. It's delicious. And vegetables.
Oh, really?
It's basically just like healthy food. I mean, I don't eat meat, so I just eat the tofu dish.
You're a vegetarian? Mm-hmm. Are you vegan?
No, just veg.
Do you like M Cafe?
Yeah, the one in Beverly Hills? I think that's the one I've been to.
Melrose.
No, I've never been to it.
I was at M Cafe for lunch, and that's where I met Claire Tidelman.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That's like, interesting.
Yeah, I was there, and I was like, wait a second.
She is interesting. She's
hold
a very interesting
on,
comic.
I think Brian was being a jerk just then.
Yeah. No, you're having a conversation right now.
Okay.
Well, instead of a podcast.
That's fine.
What do you want to talk about?
No, I'm just fucking with her. She gets in sometimes these podcasts, and then she gets upset later because everyone's going gets mad.
Oh,
at her.
Oh no, I don't care at all. I by the way, I made an account on the Joe Rogan board. I'm not. I don't
oh, you did.
Yeah, and I saw what people wrote, and I don't give a shit at all.
Is that really why you freak out every time?
Yeah, I freak out.
Well, what I don't can you tell me what people want to?
They just like, want to say mean things.
No, not that. I mean, I know people are assholes, but and for a podcast, like
it
what?
Doesn't matter. You can do whatever.
Why
you want.
Do you?
No, you could do whatever you want, but see the big thing that goes on. See, she's getting upset.
No, that's why. Let's just keep we're rolling with the conversation.
Okay.
By the way, if you do see me on the Rogan board, my name is Esther Monster.
Esther Monster is you.
That's
have you posted anything?
I haven't posted anything.
What is the Joe Rogan board
on you?
It's I don't know, Brian. What's the Joe Rogan board?
Yeah, it's a message board. It's just a big message.
Does he run the board?
Yeah.
They co-run it.
But there's a lot of people on that thing. Yeah. He's been doing it for a while, and I think there's like over 2 million posts or something like that. Or
you know, I've never seen him do comedy, ever.
Really?
I hadn't either until I met Brian.
Is he are you in
sexy?
Town Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm in town. I don't go anywhere.
If you want to do, if you want to open up, I have a show at Sal's, Joe Rogan Show. It's Brian Callen, Doug Benson. If you want to do 10 minutes.
Yeah. Wait, can I do 10 minutes? Why
I'll
can do I
do it.
I'm a good comic.
It's every Wednesday.
If I haven't seen you, though. If I can see you before then.
Guess who hasn't seen me?
Who?
Nobody.
Wait, so Wednesday, good. Really? At what time? I like how you'll smoke weed.
Starts at 8, so anytime between like 8 to 8:30, you'll be like 1 or 2.
I want Joe Rogan for the 5-minute show.
Are you really going to roll with the 5-minute show, or are we going to change the theme?
No, I want to do 2 shows. A change theme for next time, and then the 5-minute show I want to keep.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got
with
you.
Different people.
Or same.
Dude, I have other. I have a whole drawer of jokes that I've not told.
Yeah.
That I would like to just. I think it should be jokes you don't tell too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the what you said, jokes that don't work.
Yeah, jokes you're in love with just never will work.
I have so many that I'm like that. No one's ever.
What are we gonna do for Truth or Dare? I love Truth or Dare.
I wish you could play right now. I wish you could take callers.
We can.
What do you mean callers?
I wish people could
but
call
that might get.
Yeah, no, we're
Esther
doing,
will cry.
No, we're doing tweets.
Oh,
for this show? No. I did a radio show in. No, we're not taking callers. Mm-hmm. I did a radio show in Chicago, and these people called and were so mean to me. Yeah, I got a bad experience with callers. I don't do it anymore.
No more callers.
No more callers.
Fuck those people. One of my.
No, Brian, seriously, stop. Don't. Why would you do that?
What are you talking about?
I can see you logging in.
People are usually so mean. On one of my YouTube videos, someone just wrote, "This is so horrible." It's like, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, they write that to me. My classic favorite is, "You have the face of a 14-year-old and the stomach of a 34-year-old."
That is so mean.
But I use
I hope by
now.
34-year-old stomach, they just mean you enjoy fine wines. Like,
you know, a little bit of cheese.
Like bougie shit. Yeah.
But yeah, how long have we been going? Like an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to wrap it up? I think some of us have got some stuff to do.
You guys all have websites and videos?
Yeah, let's talk about
that. I feel like we failed. Did we fail?
No, this was amazing. Are you kidding? Who the fuck? What is fail?
I don't know.
Lexi, what's your...
I have a... I don't have a website, but I have a YouTube.
Talk about it.
I think it's just Lex9696. YouTube. I haven't posted in a while.
Her Twitter is...
What's 9696?
My Twitter is at Who's My Dad. You should follow me.
She's literally a test tube baby.
I'm a test tube baby, so it's all about questions I would ask a dad if I had him. So if you are a dad and you want to answer some of my questions, that'd be appropriate.
Tweet them at her.
Tweet them. Like, how long should you sit on a dad's lap? Things like that.
What if he's not your dad?
Yeah, well, that you figure out later, I guess.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Wait, what's 9696?
Just the year I started my AOL account.
God, that 19- is so AOL. Fucking lame.
You've got mail.
1966.
Mm-hmm. Instant message.
96.
And I forget, but Saturday, April 2nd, Improv Hollywood Lab, all of these people on the couch will be there. It's 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $5 at improv.com. Truth or Dare. And Stephanie, what is your information? Your Twitter.
Oh, my Twitter is at Steph Simbari.
And that's SIMBARI.
Mm-hmm. I have a YouTube channel, but my videos are pretty
We are
old.
Forming a stand-up cohort.
Coalition.
Yes.
So we're going to be putting some stuff out there. And my Twitter is little_Esther. And my YouTube is Esther Comic. And my website is littleester.com. And my blog, which I am really happy with, is thesixinthecity.com.
What's that stand for? I mean,
I do have a blog, too. But I don't write it.
You have a good blog. It's being a six instead of, like, a 10.
Oh.
The six, S-I-X.
That's a cute idea.
It's fun.
Yeah, I've been reading it. I didn't know what the title meant.
Gotcha.
Are you going to update your regular blog anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm going to put info on the show. I just use that for, like, announcements and updates.
Wait, which one is Esther with Hot Chicks?
That's on littleester.com. I gotta take more pictures of that. Yeah, there's a tab on littleester.com for Esther with Hot Chicks.
Where do you wrangle the hot chicks?
Wherever I can.
Yeah.
If I see them.
Where's the best place to find them?
You know, I don't want to say the best place, but a good place is the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Pauly Shore likes a lot of hot chicks.
Yeah, right? And there's just like random stragglers and
stragglers.
I don't know. You know, they're all over. Because the Comedy Store is the best place to get them to take the picture with you. Like, other place, I once asked at a party, that Hollywood party that we went to in the hills, and this girl was like, I don't know where you're going to use it, so no.
Ew.
I know. And I was like, you're nobody, dude. I was like, I'm more famous than you are. I'm not that I'm famous, but you're nothing, so.
You're
wow.
She was nothing, a nothing cunty hot
no,
girl.
Do you know what it is? It's that she wants to be something.
Right. How do you develop cuntiness?
Or she knows that she's.
I think it's born this way.
You're just born that
way. No, it's like these people. I'm just gonna stay on this theme because I think it's a really good theme. But they are trying so hard to develop their sense of like selfness that they like construct this false attitude about yeah. like what they think
I
that
think
they are.
We should make a book about how to be a cunt. Because like for people like us,
it's quite
like,
easy.
I would be empowered.
I think it's pretty easy though.
It's quite easy.
Yeah,
you just well, no, it's easy for you because you're pretty.
Yeah,
we're like yeah. a little. Bit.
Oh, shut the fuck up! You're one of the biggest cunts I know.
Oh yeah,
you just be a fucking bitch and you think you're better
you're
than everyone. There you go.
Socially awkward.
So you have to have self-esteem to be a cunt.
No, but the thing is that you actually, if you break it
no,
down,
you
they
don't. You don't have
really
self-esteem.
People who have like good self-esteem have nothing to prove, so they don't have to be mean. They can just be nice.
Yeah. Like we are.
Yeah, and yeah. those girls are just like you. Underneath all that is just like insecure fucking dumbass. Who bases everything on
we should play pin the tail
looks.
On the cunt.
Truth or dare.
Truth or dare is going to be so fun.
And we can cunt punt.
I'm going to make so
slip
many
a little fingers.
I dare you guys to kiss.
Yeah, will you guys kiss?
No.
No, not until the show.
We just touch boobs?
No.
Yeah. We touch boobs?
Can we? Is there nudity
yeah.
allowed?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You work at the improv. Is there nudity allowed in the improv?
I don't think
But like, what's the repercussion?
I don't think anyone.
Was anyone there when two comics at the Comedy Store got their dick sucked by a porn star?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Dan Madonia?
It was Ari Shaffir.
Is Dan
and
Ari.
I was.
Dan it was. Madonna. It's Blowjob Wednesday, but it's since been canceled.
Did they?
It was pretty.
Did they come?
I don't think so.
No, it was just like a blowjob competition.
That girl just fucking did that shit.
She was
a porn star.
She's a trooper.
She just sucked some dick.
Can you call in sick for work when you're a porn star?
Actually, you can. Okay, so Jonathan Brown.
Yes, we all know very well.
Oh, she's gonna
John
reveal
Brown,
it.
John Brown
is a friend
listening.
Of mine, and
he's
probably watching.
He's gonna get mad at you.
And it doesn't
no,
matter.
He's proud of it.
No, he doesn't care yet.
No, because
no,
he was,
it's fine. He knows already. Go ahead.
Anyways,
going.
He was dating this girl, or he liked this girl, and she was
who?
This aspiring porn actress.
Aspiring porn actress. You're just not good at fucking yet. You gotta grow into your position,
dude. Porn industry is like Hollywood, but like for
it
people
is?
Who fuck. Yeah,
you have to like, go to auditions and shit.
Yeah, and there's like a whole
you
like
need an agent, a manager.
There's a hierarchy.
Incredible.
There's like
some,
shit.
Wow.
Yeah. So she couldn't go to work one day because she had too many bruises.
From what? Jonathan?
From a BDSM photo shoot.
What work couldn't she go to?
Her porn.
Some fucking
oh porn work.
Fuck work.
Okay.
Fuck work. Yeah. Because she had a photo shoot where she was like tied up and like whipped and she got bruises so she couldn't go to porn. So I think that's the porn equivalent of calling in sick.
Yeah.
Like I'm bruised.
Yeah.
From
but
my,
it's,
yeah.
But it's,
so you can't work 1 week a month, right?
Or if you have a yeast infection or if you
have AIDS
or your test results didn't come back properly.
AIDS?
I don't know how someone in porn, like literally your only job is to not get AIDS.
That's kind of like an ice skater. Your only job is to not get hurt. I mean,
it's like a lot
yeah, but
of
it's a lot more in your control to like not get AIDS.
How do you
well,
ruin
I don't
a
think...
porn star's career? Just stab the silicone, or like how do you
ruin their career?
Yeah,
you get them AIDS.
Well, I don't think AIDS isn't really that big.
They
of a
should
deal
do AIDS
because...
like a spinoff where all the porn, like all the AIDS porn stars, can go somewhere and do their own porn with
you
each other.
They know
can.
What? They have a website called Match, PositiveMatch.com, and it's for people with serious disease like AIDS or. Shit.
So, wow. I do feel really bad for people who have that disease.
Well, yeah, of course. I feel bad for anyone with any disease.
Yeah. Except for... No.
Except for... Yeah, I don't know what.
The porn stars, though, they're not too concerned with AIDS anymore because they have to wear condoms now, and every time they do anything...
I've seen so many porns without condoms.
Yeah, but the industry was just shut down, like, less than 6 months ago because of an outbreak.
One person, though.
Yeah.
And see, here's the thing, though, is that every single person in the... By the way, there's thousands and thousands of porn stars doing work every day, so that you hear one time out of, like, the last 2 years. Anyways... they have to get tested every time they do anything.
Yeah.
And so they are probably some of the most cleanest motherfuckers now because you meet a girl at a bar and you're like, hey, when was the last time you got an AIDS test?
How wide is her pussy?
Huh?
Is what I want to know. Like if I was a porn star, I would never want to have sex with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because you don't want to work after work.
Yeah, like...
Well, I think also you have to think that when you're a porn star, you think that they're actually fucking, but if you actually watch them film a porn star, it's more like, okay, this shot, you need to look at the camera, arch your back, all right, now just put it in a couple times, okay, now... stop. All right, now we're gonna go over here. Like, it's not them.
No, they're fucking, man.
There's a lot of it, especially the glamour porn.
What
is
does
not,
Lexi have to say right
it's
now?
It's not real. We I mean, they're what? Fucking, but they're not. You're seeing cut up. You're seeing what you're not seeing is like, all right, cut. Now we're gonna go move the camera over here and stuff. Like, it's not full on just fucking. It's a lot faker than you
Lexi,
think it is.
Lexi, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, I think we should write a 30 Rock of porn, like the behind the scenes.
We did
sitcom.
That. We did a
really.
We shot a
That's
pilot.
A great idea.
Me and like a few other people from the Comedy Store, like Tony Hinchcliffe and Alex Moore, and it was produced by Shia LaBeouf's dad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How do you call him? What's his name?
Jeff LaBeouf.
Oh, I thought he said Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
I like to say LaBeouf.
Yeah, no, it's LaBeouf, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not.
Well, you worked with him. You'd
yeah,
know.
His dad, Jeff LaBeouf, who was like a big comedy fan, he produced it, and then it just...
Never made it?
It never made it.
What was the premise? That's a
it
great idea.
It was called Silicon Valley, and it was it was three brothers that ran a porn company, and they were actually like... I don't remember specifically, but they were inherited it, and they didn't know each other, but then because their dad like had three different random kids, they came together to run the porn company, and it was kind of like The Office.
That's
but
a
with
great
porn.
Idea.
Yeah. Yeah. But we never...
Did you hear about The Office, Will Ferrell?
No.
He's going to replace Steve Carell in The Office starting like next month.
Why? Wow.
That's fucking badass, right?
How did that... get pulled out. That's crazy.
Well, I guess that's NBC's only main show. They have a lot, probably.
Who's gonna, Steve Carell wants to leave.
Steve Carell.
Who is he going to play? Like, just
He's
a new
retiring.
Boss?
I don't know. I don't know if they're replacing his character and just kind of like a, you know, Chrissy type character, or if they're just going to be like, this is a new manager. I have no idea.
I wish they do it like Fresh Prince, how they brought in a new mom and no one...
And no one's like,
I never explained. There's like, she's just black, so she's the same
TV
person.
TV executives need to realize that never
People
works.
Are smarter than that.
People don't like that. That makes me uncomfortable.
They did on Roseanne, too, with the sister, right?
Yeah. That was weird.
They
I
did
never
that
knew
a lot
that.
In the 90s.
Maybe we should make a show about that. The the one that got replaced.
So she's funny. Always trying to make a show.
Yeah, you have to. You gotta hustle.
That's so funny.
That would be kind of cool. Have like a sitcom where there was one main character, but like the family and all the other characters
Switched
changed
out.
Every week.
Yeah.
You know,
and no one says anything. But
it's like wrestling where they
same
tag
name,
out.
Same personality.
Yeah. It could be a web series.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
That's hilarious.
It's a good 3 minute. Yeah.
There was one sitcom in the 80s or 90s that when they replaced the character, they actually like paused it and she looked at the camera or he looked at the camera and they go, "Is now so and so is now being replaced by so and so," and it was really
that's
like,
so awkward.
Well, you know what? It's not that weird because like, I mean, if a play runs, there's often like alternates and understudies.
Remember, well, no,
I guess you don't really attach
different.
To the character.
How about when Rugrats got ruined by the new baby? Remember? Okay. And
Webkins over there.
Rugrats. What was that stupid new baby's name?
Was it Tommy's little brother?
Yeah.
I know. I don't know.
Its name. And okay, maybe here's something. When Married with Children had the new baby, the new little kid.
They have a kid on Married with Children?
Remember really? Married with Children?
Yeah.
There was like a kid that they adopted in like some season.
I don't remember that at all.
I would have loved to see that pitch meeting. Like, we need one more kid. Things are falling short.
I think I have a show on our...
Kelly's not slutty enough anymore. Get another one.
Was that like the last season or something?
I think it was.
All right, I must have just totally
like
missed
adopted,
that last season.
Or like, I don't even know. Because every time I saw an episode and the kid was in, I turned it off because it made me uncomfortable. I just don't... I have, like, nightmares that my parents have another baby.
I wouldn't fuck with that. I don't want to be... I don't want another one.
I can't handle not being the youngest.
Me neither.
The only.
It's my starring role, and don't take it away.
I got one.
You guys are both both the youngest.
Yeah.
You're the oldest?
Yeah.
Oh.
You and your brother look alike. But not as much as you and your
brother. Is he hot? Can I see another picture?
Shut up. Who?
Your brother.
Yeah.
He looks like Stephanie.
He does?
Anyway, so thank you for tuning in. Is there anything else we need to say? Just please come on Saturday. We'll all be there and tweet at it. And Brian, is there any other announcements?
No, if you want to, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. It's under Death Squad. We were number 11 in Canada a couple of days ago, and we actually were beating like Marc Maron and everyone. In
Little Esther?
No.
Well,
like
all we do all these podcasts into one podcast. So like Esther's like it's like a chapter in a book, and... we do a whole bunch of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
you're a
badass. Fasten your seatbelt with slippers. I wear slippers
in
public.
That's so Snoop Doggy.
Is that?
Dickies and house shoes.
All right. Well, so...
Is that the outro?
Do you feel like we were successful in this endeavor?
I absolutely think we were. So thank you for coming. We'll see you next time.
Later.
Bye.